This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, October 25th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. You'll find us on Rumble. All of our new video programs on Rumble, daily updates, the weekly program, and the new shows from Skywatch TV. But you get all of that plus bonus content for free with our free mobile app. We'll talk about that before the end of the program. Topic number 5 today, the science. Yes, the science. We are all about the science here at Skywatch TV and following the science. What is the science, you might ask? Well, a new paper has found that, and this is peer-reviewed, by the way, published in a peer-reviewed journal in Europe and also at the website of the National Institutes of Health here in the United States. Lead author S.V. Subramanian with the Harvard Center for Population and Development Studies. He has found that, and I quote now, at the country level, there appears to be no discernible relationship between percentage of population fully vaccinated and new COVID-19 cases in the last 7 days, end quote. Hear that again. No correlation, no discernible relationship between the percentage of population fully vaccinated and new COVID-19 cases in the last 7 days. He points out that notably Israel, with over 60% of the population fully vaccinated, had the highest COVID-19 cases per million people over the last 7 days. I'm quoting now right from the study, the lack of a meaningful association between percentage population fully vaccinated and new COVID-19 cases is further exemplified, for instance, by comparison of Iceland and Portugal. Both countries have over 75% of their population fully vaccinated and have more COVID-19 cases per 1 million people than countries such as Vietnam, and South Africa that have around 10% of their population fully vaccinated. In fact, he concludes, the trend line, that's this here, the trend line suggests a marginally positive association with such that countries with higher percentage of population fully vaccinated have higher COVID-19 cases per 1 million people. Now, please understand, I'm not saying don't get vaccinated. What I'm saying is follow the science. If you're in a high-risk group, if you're a senior, especially if you have underlying health issues, the risk-reward analysis probably tilts toward going ahead and taking the vaccine. My 84-year-old mother is fully vaccinated, and she'll probably take the booster shot, and I'm okay with that. But anyone, what I'm saying is this, anyone who tells you that the ongoing spread of COVID-19, which is not a disease to be trifled with, we have lost 4 friends here now in the last 18 months, 3 within the last 2 weeks. But anyone who tells you that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated is either, I'll be charitable here, uninformed, or is lying for their own personal benefit. I will repeat, no discernible relationship between percentage of population fully vaccinated and new COVID-19 cases over the last 7 days. Now, to that end, as we continue here, Richard Ebright, professor of chemistry and chemical biology at Rutgers University, has tweeted out a link to a letter written from the Department of Health and Human Services to the chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, United States Congress. The NIH asserts that the coronaviruses that were being studied at the Wuhan Institute of Virology were different than COVID-19. And since there was no indication at that time that coronaviruses in bats could affect humans, oh, hindsight is so 2020, they went ahead and approved a grant to a private group, EcoHealth Alliance, that was leading the study in Wuhan. Reading between the lines, this means Dr. Anthony Fauci lied to Congress when he said that the NIH did not fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He knowingly lied. Now, instead, the NIH is throwing EcoHealth Alliance under the bus, saying that EcoHealth failed to comply with the terms of the grant. But the bottom line here is this, and this should be big news. The National Institutes of Health just confirmed that Fauci lied. Topic number 4. We aren't serious. I mean, we, the United States, as a nation, we're not a serious country anymore. That's the only conclusion you can draw. China is testing a hypersonic orbital nuclear delivery system against which we have no defenses. We're faced with other foreign policy challenges all around the globe, and yet the United States Department of State, responsible for addressing such challenges and concerns, took time out last Wednesday to officially recognize International Pronouns Day. International Pronouns Day, explaining why some people choose not to use he or she, but are looking at other things like jir, mem, whatever. Look, people can use whatever pronouns they choose. That's okay, fine. But our State Department has other issues, other things on their plate to worry about than this. Americans still trapped in Afghanistan again. China testing a hypersonic nuclear device, making threats toward Taiwan. And our State Department is educating you on proper pronoun use. She laughs, by which I mean XI, President Xi. Topic number three, eating babies. In case there wasn't enough evidence already that our public school system in America has completely lost the plot, students in Georgia were instructed to consider eating babies as a way of solving world hunger. This is part of an English lesson, allegedly satire. Students were at Richmond Hill High School were tasked with finding ways of solving world hunger by raising and eating babies. And I'm quoting from the lesson now, quote, since the child has passed, we don't need to take up any more land for cemeteries, so we slap the babies on the grill and cook their flesh and make delicious hamburgers. For mass production, we would encourage the U.S. government to create a business negotiation with China about trying to reduce their population by donating children to our government. We also take children from all organizations, including foster care, end quote. This isn't funny. It goes on in this lesson. Again, they're trying to pass it off as satire. Goes on to discuss the creation of a Dahmer mini-camp. This is a reference to Milwaukee serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer, who had a, shall we say, taste for African-American men. Just to get an idea how this is actually programming children under the guise of being satire, guess which demographic would be targeted for the baby burgers as a source for this new source of protein. Quote, low income, poverty areas, and countries, end quote. Not coincidentally, I think, these are the areas that Planned Parenthood has been accused of catering to in the past. Topic number two, I don't even know how to title this one. This is demonic. An incident in the Indian state of Assam last week, three boys between the ages of 8 and 11 allegedly murdered a six-year-old neighbor girl after she refused to watch porn and then try to recreate what they'd been watching on a mobile phone. This happened last Tuesday. Mother and father of the 11-year-old boy accused of being the ringleader of this. They've also been arrested. The child's parents apparently gave the boy a smartphone so he could attend online classes. They're not smartphone savvy, apparently not aware that you can basically access the absolute worst that human civilization has to offer with any device that has an internet connection. According to police, the boys were playing with the girl when they thought of reenacting scenes that they'd been watching on this smartphone. Tried to touch the girl. When she resisted, they bashed her over the head with a stone. She began to cry, threatened to tell her parents. They hit her again with a bigger stone in the chest. Killed her, left her body in a portable toilet. This is demonic. Literally demonic. And a reminder, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, know what's on your child's phone. Bigger picture, know who and what is influencing your children. Coming up, Ted Cruz trolls the Democrats. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
Now, what's interesting is that's the first time I know that the government has admitted that the phenomenon, commonly known as UFO, is real. It's not a figment of people's imaginations, and in most cases, it's not swamp gas or some of the other kind of stuff that Project Blue Book and the Condon Report years ago did, which has always been thought of as a kind of cover-up for the UFO phenomenon.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference Countdown, featuring the world premiere of the new documentary, The Great Delusion, at DefenderConference.com.
Call now and take advantage of Skywatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. with the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ. Your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, Cruz flips the script. Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, has introduced the Stop the Surge Act, which would create 13 new ports of entry across the United States. Ports of entry for illegal migrants who cross the southern border as a way of alleviating the issues that Border Patrol and the state of Texas are dealing with. These new ports of entry would all be in Democrat-led cities, which support the open borders policies of the Biden administration. Senator Cruz is asking Democrats to put their money and their communities where their mouths are. If they favor open borders, then surely they will welcome the flood of new immigrants into their communities. This Stop the Surge Act, or Stop the Surge of Unsafe Rio Grande Encampments Act, would relocate illegal migrants from South Texas to newly established ports of entry for processing under the Immigration and Naturalization Act and Public Health Service Act. This would include Block Island, Rhode Island, Greenwich, Connecticut, Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, where former President Obama and his wife have a $14 million mansion, Cambridge, Massachusetts, home of Harvard, Governor's Island, New York, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, close to President Biden's domicile, Nantucket, Massachusetts, Newport, Rhode Island, et cetera, et cetera. You get the picture here. Will Democrats support this legislation? No, of course they won't. And that's the whole point. Senator Cruz, well played, sir. Well played. SkyWatch TV's virtual conference countdown, the Defender Conference, is online through January 15th. You can binge watch more than two dozen cutting-edge presentations on your schedule. Watch them in any order you like, as often as you like, and this includes the world premiere of the new UFO disclosure documentary, The Great Delusion, featuring Chuck Missler, Russ Dizdar, Chris Putnam, Noah Hutchings, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Tom Horn, and more. I'm honored to play a small role in that film as well, but the bottom line is the information is important. It shows clearly that this is a spiritual event, a spiritual phenomenon, not one that requires the expertise of astrophysicists. In addition, the speakers list is a who's who of experts on the supernatural realm, including those with specific expertise dealing with the so-called alien abduction phenomenon, like Joe Jordan, co-founder and president of CE4 Research Group. His presentation alone is worth your attention because it addresses specifically what's going on with this phenomenon. And as we approach the Halloween later this week, arguably the most popular holiday in America today, seriously, you definitely want to take advantage of Dr. Judd Burton's presentation on vampires and the supernatural truths behind those fictional characters, but they're not as fictional as you might think. Find out more. You get a complete list of the speakers and a lineup and a place to register, of course, online at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. We're planning to get back to Israel. One of these days it will happen. Right now the schedule has us going in March of next year. Of course, we're watching the situation with travel and the Israeli Ministry of Tourism very closely. Aaron Lipkin on the ground there will keep us apprised of the situation. But the schedule has us there March 20th through April 4th. Sharon and me, along with Allie Henson and Donna Howell, our colleagues from Skywatch TV, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, who will be in town here in the Ozarks this week to film some new programs with Pastor Carl Gallops. We're looking forward to this because it's a unique tour that goes north to south across the Holy Land, and the extension over to Jordan is well worth it because from there we will show you the plains of Moab, where Moses and the Israelites camped before crossing to Jericho, and explain why that was so historically, supernaturally important, and prophetically significant. It's connected to the war of Gog and Magog, and of course Petra is a bucket list item. It is absolutely stunning, but also more supernaturally and prophetically important than we've been taught. We will teach and preach all along the way. You can find out more online at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. And just a quick tease, we're looking at the possibility of a tour to Turkey and the churches of Revelation next year as well, just between us. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about the new programs from Skywatch TV, Simply His, a women's show like no other, our health program featuring Sharice Parton called Return to Eden, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. This week, talking with Timothy Alberino as we discuss his new book, Birthright. Don't miss those programs, but don't miss the show about those new programs. That's this week's broadcast program from Skywatch TV. Our broadcast schedule is online, skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can throw out the schedule, create your own schedule just by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. Add the channel to your set-top box, and we will be there whenever you click the remote. But better yet, add our mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, because not only do you get all of the programs, including these daily news updates, you get news the mainstream media wants you to miss, including free excerpts from Defender Publishing Books. Tom Horn is nearly released about 50 excerpts from Zeitgeist 2025, his new blockbuster. Can't get that with the Roku or Apple TV app, but on your smartphone or tablet, you can. And if you've got a relatively new smart TV, you can cast the video from the smartphone app to your television with no cables required. As long as you've got it internet-connected smart TV, most are now compatible with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay. It's a very easy thing to do, and suddenly what's on your phone screen? On your TV. So an easy way to watch Skywatch TV and bypass the gatekeepers of big tech and social media. This mobile app works for iOS and Android devices, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well. We have links to their app stores so you can get the app with no trouble. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.